Yeah, it's exciting. You know, it's something that came along the last few weeks and managed to get a deal done. And definitely I'm looking forward to, you know, the start of next season. And, you know, a long summer still to go ahead, but it's something that I'm really excited about and happy to be coming over.
Do you almost feel a little bit itchy at this point with the final four weekend and the playoffs on the way that you can't just get straight involved?
Yeah. I mean, I think it'd be, you know, it's kind of weird with my season ending up at the start of March in France there, you know, and a lot of the guys still got a few more weeks to go. So it's weird just kind of watching games and seeing the results when I'm almost just sitting at home. So, yeah, like you said, it'd be nice to get in there and get in some action, but, you know, it's a long way away. And, you know, obviously there'll be some changes and some a lot of new guys coming in and out around the league. And, you know, so teams will be a lot different starting next season, but looking forward to the start of the season for sure.
Why Sheffield?
Why Sheffield? Just a combination of things. Just it was a great opportunity knowing Ryan for the last few years. And then he, you know, he expressed his interest in me possibly coming and put together, you know, a great opportunity for me to come over. And I obviously know the history of the Steelers and the winning tradition they have there. And then, you know, with the new ownership there, I know there's a lot of good things happening. And, you know, they're pretty hungry to get the title back after this year with the Giants taking it. So it was just something I wanted to be a part of. And I was looking for a new start coming back to the UK after being away for a year, a new challenge. And, you know, Ryan presented a great opportunity for me there and, you know, a good interest. And it was something that I wanted to be a part of.
How does he sell the Sheffield Steelers when he wants you to sign?
Well, I mean, there's not really too much selling that needs to be done. I think, you know, everybody knows the history there. And, you know, anyone that plays for the Steelers knows that you have an opportunity to win a game every night and win a championship every year. So there's not too many teams that you can go to that you know that you're going to have that chance to win. And I think that's important, too. You know, I'm not a spring chicken anymore. And, you know, as you get older, you know, you don't want to play on one of those teams where you're just kind of going through the motions and you're just going to finish in the middle of the pack. And I think Sheffield was a great opportunity for me to go, and it was a good fit, I think, on and off the ice. And I know a lot of the guys on the team, and, you know, to go somewhere where you have a chance to possibly win a championship is a great chance for me.
And what will you bring to the table following your European adventure?
My European, yeah, I have a little hiatus there. No, I mean, the same as before, same things as before that I brought pretty much my whole career, offensive output, hopefully, and trying to put points on the board, whether it's goals or assists, and you know, try and create some chemistry with some guys in my line, and, you know, also be responsible defensively and just be a good teammate on and off the ice. And I think I got along well with all the guys I know on Sheffield, and, you know, I know Ryan will do a great job bringing in good people next year. And it's just a really exciting opportunity for me, and I'm looking forward to it.
And what about the Sheffield team that's starting to be built now? All of a sudden, you start to see a few of the key players in place. John DeCaro on a 2-year deal. The likes of Ashley Tate still being around. The likes of Rod Saric still being around. Jeff Legui still being around. How important is that to you?
Yeah, I think it's very important. I think, you know, in this day and age of, you know, professional sports, there's a lot of guys moving around and, you know, guys will stay one place for 1 year and then move on. But I think, you know, it's a testament to the Sheffield Steelers as an organization that, you know, players such as Jeff Legui and Rod Saric, those guys, you know, want to stay there and want to be a part of the team for a long time. And, you know, you don't see that too often anymore. And, you know, that's just a testament to what's going on there and, you know, how quality the organization is and, you know, the players want to be there. So that's an important thing, too. And, you know, my job coming in there with all those other guys is just to try and fit into the team, you know, and make sure what I bring is something that's going to help the team win. And but I'm pretty confident as far as, you know, knowing those guys for a long time that I'll be able to fit in with the group and hopefully we can get it done.
Are you likely to have much contact with the team between now and the end of this season?
Yeah, I think you know, I've obviously talked to quite a few guys on the team, you know, over the last week or so, and from the organization. I think I'm probably going to be trying to come over to Sheffield maybe for that playoff weekend, the first weekend there. So we're still trying to iron out some details on that, but, you know, hopefully we can get something before the end of the season there.